Hi, Sally Spling. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Limber Tree Services, the Hudson Valley's professional arborists, limbertree.com, Wallkill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons, Route 299 West in New Paltz, wallkillviewfarmmarket.com, and Victoria Gardens Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz. Sam Ward is here from Ward's Nursery in Great Barrington. We've been talking about fruit trees. They've got them. They're just sort of being a little protected right now because you can only imagine it's a little slushy outside, but as soon as it can be good, they'll be right out there and you'll be able to get them. And it's a good time of year to get them in and plant them. And yes, it is a really good time of year. As our local independent nurseries start opening up again, it's a great time to get in and talk, ask questions. Those questions only are going to get like harder to ask, like by May 1st. Write it down because it's going to get really busy out there. So other fruit trees, that's great. It's good to know about that. Espaliers. Other early trees and shrubs, because there are more than just lilacs.
There's plenty more than that, yeah. I haven't noticed any driving around yet, but I think one of my favorite shrubs is the spring blooming witch hazels, which we should start to see probably any day or week now. Most of them have like a yellow bloom to them. It's earliest blooming shrub in the area. But some of them are more of like an orangish reddish color as well. They smell fantastic. That'd probably be one of my favorites. We do have some of those available right now. Brought out from overwintering because the ones we have at the store are just about to bloom. So probably by the time the show airs, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I like witch hazels a lot.
Me too.
And they're a very forgiving plant. They'll do shade, they'll do part sun, you know, they don't need standing water.
They're not very picky. I mean, usually you find them in the middle of the forest under larger trees and things like that. So yeah. What else is coming in? I mean, we've got pussy willows is always one of the first ones that people are very interested in. Father Gia is another one. Both of those are generally native. I think Father Gia is a little bit native to a little further south of our region, but generally the East Coast and things like that. The red bud and the dogwood trees are always some of the first trees that people are interested in for flowering. And those are both native. There's some dogwood that are native to Asia, but some that are native to the North America. Serviceberry, nice white flower.
Amelanchier.
Yeah, Amelanchier. There's so many different kinds of Amelanchier too. But most of them are generally going to be, you know, at least 8 feet tall or so.
They are wonderful because they have berries in the fall.
Yeah, it almost tastes like blueberries a little bit and look like
yeah.
them.
And you know, last year, for the first time, I don't know where I've been, I realized that when it was flowering, the hummingbirds were all over it. And I had never seen hummingbirds on my serviceberry, but
I'm trying to think of the timing of when the hummingbirds come back and when the Amelanchier flower. That's probably, it must have just been I feel like they usually would just miss paths, but I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, it was really amazing to see. So yeah, getting close for me is my Viburnum Dawn, which your Uncle Greg, you know, turned me on to like, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. And that is my first wonderful bloomer out there.
Yeah, I love the early blooming viburnums for sure. There's the Birkwood eye, which is one that we carry a lot. Judd eye. Then I think one of the most known ones is the Carlisi eye. That's the one that everybody refers to, I think, as the snowball viburnum. We prefer to carry the Birkwood eye because it's a little bit hardier and does a little bit better with pests and things like that, and it is part Carlisi eye, and I can't remember what it's crossed with, but it's crossed with another one, and so we prefer the Birkwood eye, but we carry all three or four of those.
I have a Ward's Birkwood eye that is probably 12 or 15 years old, and boy, I've never had any problems with it. It's just, it's a wonder, and the fragrance.
Smell is so good.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, sometimes I've done it like two or three times. I tried to cut the flowers and bring them inside, and then like 2 hours later, they've all fallen to the ground. They don't do well in the warmer
No.
in your
Better
house.
just put a chair underneath it and train
Yeah,
yourself
I guess so, to stay outside.
and sit out there. But yeah, fragrance will be, coming along. I don't know. It's just that's the most amazing thing to me. And of course, I bet you'll get lilacs fairly early.
I wouldn't say they're one of the earliest things that come in, but by mid-April probably. Yeah, we'll have plenty of lilacs coming in.
Yeah, not a native, but plant at least one native for every non-native, and you'll be helping the universe out because boy, we need to help the universe out all we can.
Trying to think of what else is got color early on. I mean obviously the magnolias is always so popular. We have one of my favorite ones we've been getting the last few years is, I think it's called the black tulip magnolia. And it's like a dark purple blackish color bloom that's really nice. I always love the yellow magnolias, but they're like more like mid late May blooming, which is advantageous because you're not going to have to deal with the short bloom time because of frost, at least not very often, which is nice. But yeah, so many magnolias. That's one of my favorite trees for sure for color.
Yeah, they and the flowers on them are just they're big.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, we'll have a lot of the Japanese cherry flowering cherry trees, the weeping and the uprights and things like that as well.
Hey, is this an okay time to go out and prune those things, the weeping trees?
Yeah, definitely. It's a good time.
Oh, good.
Don't slip on the ice.
Yeah, really. You should, my feet are permanently attached to my cleats.
I
You
can
know?
never wear those things for some reason.
Oh,
I feel so weird in them.
I have a friend who fell and cracked her, fractured her skull. It's,
Ooh.
yeah, it's somebody down here in Salisbury. And, it's just, I've heard so many ice accidents. So basically, what you want to do is get some cleats and use them. They
You have
don't.
the one that you put over your shoe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just, I love them.
I might try them. I might not. We'll see.
Okay, I'll Google
I'll
you
be.
the. I'll send you the ones I have. I have stabilizers, which I
We
use.
were. We were. My cousin Eva was asking the mailman who comes by Ward's the last week or so if he ever wore them, and he said, I'd never be home because you can't drive with them all. Like that's why I probably wouldn't wear them. Is like I'm doing so many things is that you got to take them off, put them on, take them off, put them on.
But you can put them on a carabiner,
Okay.
put them on your belt loop,
You
and
just
then
have.
you always have them. Safe, better safe than sorry. You don't want a concussion. That's what
No.
I'm saying about all things ice. Oh my God, ice. So okay, yes. So I won't go out and plant or prune my trees until the ice fully melted under there.
Deal. Sounds
Because,
good.
yeah, because even though it's a really great time to get out and do some pruning, that is, try and put a ladder down on a patch of ice. You just don't want to do that.
Something that I think that Wards has improved on, like I'd say over the last 3 or 4 years, gotten a little bit better every single year, is our gift giving section. That's something you should come in and do right now before it gets too busy.
Okay, so we'll talk about that when we come back from break, because we are going to break. Sam Ward here from Ward's Nursery Garden Center and Wild Bird Shop in Great Barrington. And yeah, I don't know, there's a lot of birthdays in March. Time to get to the gift department. Garden Show and Home brought to you by Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years. Open year-round. Visit them at storiesnursery.com. The Phantom Gardener. Sustainable and organic garden solutions on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com, and North Elm Home, furniture, accents, and mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com. We'll be right back.